So to offer a reference point or a context for this morning's instructions, the fourth aggregate, that of mental formations, includes many things. Many things which it's possible to see as not self, or to say it in a more inspiring way, all the mental formations are things that you can release from defining yourself, release from holding on to. They can all be released. But among the many mental formations, there is one. Or several that can be known by the English word love. Love is also a mental formation. And while love is not self, when we release love from self-identification, it can grow bigger. To be with love that has many of the same qualities as sometimes consciousness is felt as. It can sometimes have the quality of being boundless, spacious, can hold everything. It doesn't have to be a doing, but rather a resting or a being, maybe in tenderness, relaxation, openness, a willingness to have a heart that's open to what is. So here we sit, and perhaps to begin with evoking some quality of goodwill. Goodwill for yourself, for the situation you're in, for the other people here. Thoughts of goodwill, a heart of goodwill, here. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, to relax, soften into your body, perhaps as you exhale, your whole torso can, the weight of your torso can settle into your pelvis, belly can get soft, relaxed. Softening the shoulders, the area of your shoulder blades. Maybe softening the muscles of your face. I use the word softening instead of relaxing, because sometimes we can't relax, but softening is kind of a gentling, an opening around whatever tension is there. And if there's any ways in which in your face, your eyes, your jaws, anywhere, that holds, or your shoulders holds, the effort to practice, the straining to be present. Softening the strain, the any pushing, any extra sense of trying. And softening the breath, letting the breath be normal. And also softening into the musculatures, that the muscles that are involved in breathing. Whatever way you're breathing is fine. A little bit of softening around your torso breathing. Maybe a little softening around the rib cage, back rib cage. Feeling the movements of the back rib cage, the ribs spread apart and come together. Maybe softening around the sides of your ribcage. Maybe a very subtle release. And with a light touch, not trying hard at all, or expecting to be successful, softening around the front chest, front rib cage, and the diaphragm. And then if the idea of the thinking muscle is something that is relevant for you, perhaps the next few breaths you can relax that thinking muscle. Relax the brain, the forehead, the heart. Then take a few moments to become aware of the stillness and the silence that's just beyond the edges of your body in the space of this room. As you breathe, breathing with the stillness around you, breathing through it, perhaps become aware of the porous boundary or the soft boundary between your body and the space around it. Relaxing into that space. See if you can become aware of this, any silence and stillness that's within you. Is there some place inside that you're aware of stillness, silence? Ever so gently breathing through that stillness or with it. Relaxing the thinking mind so you can better sense and feel. Some place of quiet, quiet, still place within. And if there's a soft, diffused boundaries of the body, perhaps the inner stillness and quiet is continuous with the outer. No clear line between them. If you're aware of spaciousness or space, space can hold all experiences. If there's a sound, it can arise within the stillness, within the space. Space is bigger, stillness is bigger than any sound. If there's any sensation, the sensation can arise, be within the field of stillness and quiet. Sometimes consciousness is compared to space. Consciousness almost is space. Whatever is experienced arises in awareness. And see if that awareness can be from a quiet, still place. Perhaps no need to think about anything. Whatever arises, if it arises in a wide field of awareness, of stillness or spaciousness. To hold on to anything or try to make anything happen or try to sustain anything. But when you remember, see if you can relax, let go, release yourself back into a quiet, still place. That releases, that allows you to release any identification with anything at all. Things can just be as they are, known in space, known in consciousness. Occurring within a field of awareness. when there is hearing, the hearing is not you. The sounds are not you. You can let the sounds just be without reference to you. When there is seeing, the seeing is not you. You can let the seeing be free of you. When there is smelling, the smelling is not you. You can let the smells just be free of you. When there is tasting, the tasting is not you. You can let the tastes just be when there are body sensations. The sensing is not you. The sensations can exist without any reference to you. When there are thoughts, the thinking is not you. The thoughts can just be without reference to you. When there are feelings, feeling is not you. The feelings can just be when there are perceptions. Perceiving is not you. A perception can just be. When there is wanting or not wanting, it is not you. It can just be without involvement with you. If there are struggles, the struggles are not you. you can let it be. If there are joys, the joys are not you. You can let it be. When you're aware, awareness is not you. Awareness can just be. And in the awareness, there's no location for you. And all these things which are not you, you are not to be found here or there. There's no location. There's awareness. That includes everything. And when there is no you, then what is just us. It's so. Just is. Thus. And even the feeling of there being a you is not you. It just is. Thus. in the context of this moment, sitting here meditating in this hall, whatever you can know, whatever you're aware of, is okay. Nothing to do or fix. It's okay. When the Buddha was asked who he is, or what he is, or if he referred to himself in conversations, his most common way of referring to himself was the one who is thus, the one who is thus. And how I understand that is, he wasn't offering any definition of who he was. But what you see is what you get, thus, here. It's like this, thus. Maybe there's no need for a definition. It's enough to be alive and be thus. On this last full day of practice, take good care of yourself. Remember, the context of love, care for yourself is important. But if it seems appropriate to you, stay close to your practice today, or stay close to the place where you can be aware stillness, spaciousness, awareness that can hold it all. Or the place, quiet place maybe, where you can just be thus, with each thing. The schedule changes ever so slightly this evening. It's now been posted. And the change is that the 7:45 sitting will be at 7:30. And we'll do that period a little differently than we have. There'll be a little bit of a sit, a little short talk, dharma talk, and a few other things that go on there. And for those of you who might be flying tomorrow, if you want to print your boarding pass today, you can leave a message for the managers for the approximate time, and they'll leave you a message back, note back, of when you can use the office computer. And if you could all come to the 7:30 sitting. We have some announcements there too, so it's important everyone come.